This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are getting amped. We are set. We are psyched. We're talking a little bit about tonight's Guardians-Yankees game, Game 3. Guardians trying to, you know, dig their way out of this hole, 0-2. We'll talk about Yankee fans here in a second, but there's only, I don't know, is it what on the level of, like, bottom feeder, Yankee fan or Red Sox fan?
Again, 5:08 is your start time today. 5:08 for this game.
Yeah, you didn't answer the question.
Which one is worse?
What's worse?
Yankee fans. All day's Yankee fans.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not even close.
So my blood pressure's been pretty low, so I figured I would amp it up just a little bit. So we'll start things off with Bostonian today. Bostonian, hey, I just want to remind you, before you get going here, your Patriots are also 1-5. Your Bruins are 3-2. They played five games. They look really, really, I mean, they look like a peewee team that first night against Florida. Oh, man, that first period was probably one of the best first periods I've ever seen. And then, by the way, I'm looking for your Red Sox. Congratulations. Not in last place in the AL East. You guys were 500 this year. So, hey, I just want to give you a little bit of credit there, you know, for being a diehard Boston fan. What do you got?
I want to make your life miserable this weekend because you're not going to – it's over.
It's over. Let him talk. He is an expert at it's over because his Red Sox are sitting at home.
No. I would point out, isn't the enemy of the enemy, my friend?
We blew it. We blew it. We should have been in the playoffs, but we blew it at the end.
Oh, man, that sucks.
But you're going to put out all this crap out there.
About what?
Your team coming back and winning.
Yeah.
When they got no chance.
I remember when you told me this, when you said the Cavs couldn't come back. Yeah, I remember that.
Again.
And then what happened?
I didn't see you at the parade.
I didn't miss you there.
I was right most of the time when I told you guys. Sometimes I was wrong. I was wrong about New England Patriots. I thought this year they would really go to the top.
Oh, they're killing it on the bottom, man. They're great. They're like my favorite 1-5 team.
They got the same record you got.
The only thing you have going for you there in Boston with the Patriots is the fact Brian Hoyer's now doing some media stuff.
I feel like congratulations. Thanks, Bostonian. Again, be the voice of reason on this.
Yeah.
Is it the enemy of my enemy, my friend? Isn't that how this is supposed to work? Instead of you antagonizing him, shouldn't we be like, dude, you don't want the Yankees to win. We don't want the Yankees to win. Come aboard. We'd love to have you.
No, the only reason I took his call is because I want to remind him that the Red Sox weren't in the playoffs, that the Bruins, who I actually kind of like a little bit, but that they're, you know, they're looking up at the Maple Leafs right now and the Panthers. And the fact the Patriots are 1-5, I'm not going to lie. I'm enjoying it.
Well, any other Boston Red Sox fan, we'd love to have you on the bandwagon.
Quintrell has been hanging on the line in Youngstown. Hello, Quintrell.
What's happening, man?
Hey. Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good. Well. What's going on with you? You've been hanging for a while, so thanks for hanging.
Yeah, I'm tired of this narrative about the Yankees and Yankee Stadium. It's every time that we go there that these guys let themselves. You got to get a lead early tonight. And then let's make Cleveland that kind of thing for the Yankees. I mean, this city is starving for something positive with the way the Browns have been going and the way this series has started. So let's get a lead tonight. Let's bring the crowd into it. Let's make the Yankees. Let's put the pressure on them because there's no pressure on us. Nobody thought we'd be here. And that's what we got to do to him tonight.
Good job, Cottrell. I'd let you talk to my team anytime before the game. I enjoyed that conversation.
I mean, I agree completely. You should make them uncomfortable in here. It should get raucous in that stadium. It should get loud. It should rattle them a little bit. Yes, yes, yes. The problem is, again, it's Yankee Stadium, and there's a lot of ghosts in there, too. Then, you know, you get these kids.
Those ghosts are across the street, though.
That's true.
I don't know if they're actually in that stadium.
That's very true.
They could be buried across the street. 216-474-0092. Cool Ray.
I'm gonna tell
you. Gotta turn it down, Cool Ray. Turn down your radio.
Tell y'all the shows y'all gotta watch.
Oh, are we just listening to Cool Ray talking to his boys? Or is Cool Ray with us? Cool Ray, you there or not?
Throw him on hold.
Okay. You can call back if you want to. Chip is in Hunting Valley. Hi, Chip. How are you?
What's happening, Chip?
I'm great. Things are great in Hunting Valley. Baskin, you got to tell your relatives or in-laws to get a hotel. Just tell them to get a hotel.
Oh, that's not me. This was back in the day. This was like in the 70s. That was all. That was my dad. That was my dad's favorite line.
Or an Airbnb.
Those are wonderful. We are the greatest family on earth for about 24 hours.
Then you're normal. Anyway, guys, in the off season, please lobby, sell, talk about the fact that we need an authentic major league catcher. This is ridiculous. This is a big hole in our lineup. And, I mean, we're not going to go anywhere. We're going to get swept. And I want to ask you, when's the last time this team has won two in a row from the Yankees? Do you have that information?
Not in front of me, but if you give me a bit, Chip, I could find that out for you probably in the next segment.
Yeah, let us know, because I think it's been a very long time. And I use the word peewees. I mean, this is like men versus boys. Hmm. I mean, up until the other day, our seventh place hitter in the lineup hadn't had a hit in the playoffs. Now, I don't know if that's still accurate, but we're so puny. And they talk about how we're the third lowest payroll in the major leagues. Who cares? Spend 20% more, get a catcher, maybe another starting pitcher. They could have went after Matt Snell. They didn't want to do that. Snell stayed where he was, I think. But I just want to be positive. But this is weak. We're going to get swept.
I don't think they're going to get swept, Chip. And the other side of it with the catcher, too, is I know they want to develop Bo Naylor. If you look around baseball, there's like six catchers who can hit, and everybody else is just in the dump. You know,
there's a few more that can hit more than 200. And
now that's true. That I'll give you. There's more that can hit over 200. But
Chip,
boy,
if you're not, I was going to say,
once
Chip,
you get past that like six, it's like, ugh, guy.
Well, Chip, if you're...
Let's get one. We had a chance to get that guy as the catcher for Atlanta. He got hurt, but I think he's coming back. He's from Ohio, wanted to be here, but they didn't want to give him an extension on the contract. It was year by year. We got to get a little bit more financially progressive.
Well, Chip, I mean, you're not that far away from the option to come up for David Blitzer and Matt Colick to buy the team, to buy it outright. They're minority owners now, and that's coming real soon here. So, you know, I think we're like 2 years away from that.
I want to argue with you.
Why?
Why would they sell this team?
They don't have a choice. When they bought in as minority owners, Blitzer and Colick came in, and they said, okay, well, we'll have the option to buy. And that's where they are.
They have an option, but why would you sell it? This is a license to steal. It's a license to steal this team.
Well, maybe at some point they want to step away. And you know what would be a great going away present? How about a World Series championship? Wouldn't that be awesome? I think the Dolans earned that. They give them a shot at a World Series.
I don't know if they've earned it. I don't think they have.
Be careful. Be careful.
It's like, you know, I mean, they're not going to sell the team. Why would
you're not they? Listening to me, Chip. Listen to me. If Blitzer and Colick want the team, it's theirs. That's the deal. If they want it, it's theirs. Chip, if they want it, it's theirs. Trust me. Thanks, Chip. Appreciate you. Adam is in Aurora. Hi, Adam. How are you?
What's happening, Adam?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm well, man.
So I just started my car, and I heard the last part of the segment about Red Sox fans hopping on the bandwagon. And I'm cheering for the Guardians. I want them to pull through, because I think if the Yankees lose, there's a chance Juan Soto doesn't re-sign.
Hmm. Agreed. Adam, I take it you're a Red Sox fan? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, listen, I just want to make this clear to all of my friends out there that are Boston sports fans. The things that come out of my mouth while I'm talking to the Bostonian are not at you. They are not at you at all. Bostonians just driven me crazy over the years, and I have plenty of friends that are huge, hardcore Boston fans, and I respect them because they are from the Northeast and they grew up there. So
the enemy is my enemy is my friend.
You good, Adam?
Yeah, we're all good, but I just don't want Juan Soto to re-sign. I think if they blow this lead, Juan Soto leaves, and he's playing on his fifth team in 4 years?
Something like that. Let the Mets hand him a whole bunch of money, and he goes absolutely nuts over there, and then I got to listen to Yankee fans get all sad at the fact that Juan Soto's doing better for the team across the town. I'm in. Sold. You have me at hello.
Yeah, I agree. I'm cheering for the Guardians. I don't want to see a Yankees-Dodgers World Series. You know, what is that combined payroll? $600 million this year, $700 million.
It's out of control. It's out of control, Adam.
You know what else is out of control? That stupid commercial where the family from New York is sitting there in Boston. Uncle, I've seen that commercial enough times now. Are we done with that? Can we turn the page? Can we find some other cities? I know they've got the one, the California one. But can we turn the page on that commercial? Anyone else sick of that? Raise your hand. Thank you. Adam, have a great day, my friend. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, man.